Hey, St. Louis, this is Adam Wainwright.
Hey, Cardinals fans, this is Matt Carpenter.
STLSportsPage.com.
STLSportsPage.com.
Welcome to this edition of Cardinal Rewind from Busch Stadium. Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, along with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. Mike, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk and do one of these things because the Cardinals been on the road a lot. We both had some trips out of town. A little bit has happened with this ball club since we've been back at the ballpark.
It's going to teach me to go on vacation, I guess. I mean, everything broke loose. I was on the vacation when Mike Matheny was fired. Of course, everything that happens there, the roster moves that have come fast and furious, all tied in with the changes that this club is undergoing. And when it all washes out and then we sit here on this Sunday night after a rain delay and after a loss to the Cubs, you're kind of where you were when it all began. I mean, there's not a lot that's really changed in terms of the standings or the overall outlook on the team and where they're headed and where they could finish, what they're going to do. But boy, a lot did happen and a lot has happened. And I don't know that the intent was ever for it to change this year anyway. I still think there's things they're looking at more down the road. But it's been a whirlwind of activity around this ballpark. Despite the fact the ball club hadn't been here a lot, there's been a lot going on. And as we talked, they said 8 games out and in 4th place, and that's not where they wanted to find themselves at this time of year.
No, but as we mentioned before, I think a lot of that happened early on in this season. They kind of got themselves in that mess. I think you have to be encouraged a little bit about winning the first 2 games of this series against the Cubs. Played clean baseball, got good pitching, timely hitting, and won the ballgame. Didn't go their way on Sunday night. Lose 5-2 to the Cubs as they can't overcome Kyle Hendricks, a strong start, retiring 17 Cardinals in a row from the 2nd to the 7th inning. And an untimely error by Jairo Munoz kind of cost them a 3-run inning in the 5th that turned out to be the deciding run to the ball game. But you know, the thing about, we mentioned the changes to this team, I don't know that they're done yet. The trading deadline coming up at 3:00 on Tuesday. We saw a lot of the action internally on Friday when they DFA'd Greg Holland to Tyler Lyons, traded Sam Tuivalu. I'm going to have to say that anymore. Goes to Seattle. But, you know, I think that there is a lot of noise, a lot of rumors floating around that the Cardinals might make some more deals between now and the deadline on Tuesday afternoon.
And kind of go back to what I mentioned just a minute ago, it really does appear that those deals, if they're coming, they're not all going to be about try to win this year. They're deals that'll look future, and that's next year, and it's 2020. It's such an odd trade deadline for me because I really don't – I mean, it's the wrong answer for somebody who's supposed to be in the know. I don't know what they are going to do or what they even should do. The question might be, do they have enough pitching moving forward that they can compete really soon? And I mean as early as next year. I think most people think the answer is yes, they're going to have that. Can you go out and get any lineup addition now that's going to make that big a difference next year or in 2020? Is that kind of player available? I'm going to watch very curiously to see what happens with this trade deadline, but I'm not going to even pretend to tell people I think I have any clue what it is they're truly going to do. Nothing they do will surprise me negatively or positively. I really will say that. I'm going to wait, let the higher-ups in management do what they feel like they need to do, and then we'll kind of make our own analysis of it once it's said and done. And as with all trades or with all roster changes, the big picture, big question becomes what do they do on the field as time plays out, because they've made some pretty solid moves in the last couple of years that haven't panned out on the field, but they were okay when they made them. It's going to be an interesting trade deadline. I think there's no question.
Rob Raines visiting with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio, here at the ballpark after the Cardinals lose to the Cubs on Sunday night. One of the newcomers, Chasen Shreve, the left-handed relief pitcher that they got from the Yankees late on Saturday night, one of two pitchers in that deal for St. Louis native first baseman Luke Voit going to the Yankees. He's scheduled to join the ball club on Monday, as well as Carlos Martinez, scheduled to come off the disabled list and start Monday night against the Rockies at Busch Stadium. So we know there's going to be a couple of roster moves on Monday, at least internally, to open up spots for those two guys. So, yeah, Just stay tuned. We'll have all the news for you because we don't know exactly what it's going to be. Rumors that maybe Bud Norris is available, maybe Jose Martinez is available. You would have to think they would be of interest to some contending ball clubs. But again, whatever the package that the Cardinals might get in return, they have to decide if that's worth moving those guys at this time.
And you talk about Jose Martinez. What an odd kind of dilemma that's turned out to be, because he has, for the most part of the season, until Matt Carpenter got scorching hot, Jose Martinez was your most reliable bat in that lineup for a number of weeks and a couple of months. And defensively, he was a liability. There's nowhere to play in that he's not a liability. And I'm not knocking Jose Martinez. He just doesn't have a spot he can play. He's not an outfielder. And he certainly is not a good first baseman. So now all of a sudden, they're leaning more towards trying to be a better defensive ball club. So he's not played as much. And now you might be dealing with a little bit of an injury issue. We'll see how that plays out. But he just seems made to order to go to an American League team that could use the DH. But what can they get back? That's such a good question, Rob. What is anybody going to look and go, you guys have no use for him. We're not giving you a lot for him because you're not going to be able to use him. Or does somebody desperately think maybe that guy in our DH is the difference between us being a playoff team and a contender and not? That's another one of those trade deadline real interesting things to watch is what happens with him. And again, a Bud Norris that if you're looking at future, if you could get something for your future and give him up, but you build yourself for 2019, 2020, you've got to look at that because I know what the wild card standings say, but I don't know that you can make deals related to what you might do this year. It just doesn't feel like that's the right approach to take.
And I don't know. They're going to have a hard time kind of evaluating some of the other players, too, because you look at Marcell Ozuna, you know, struggles for more than a month at the cleanup spot, doesn't hit a home run, only drives in a handful of runs, gets very few extra base hits. Now, the last 2 days, he's got 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, looks a little bit more like the player the Cardinals thought they had. Is this the Marcell Ozuna we're going to see for the rest of the season, or was the guy we saw for the last month going to be the Marcell Ozuna, or is it going to be somewhere in between? Paul DeJong finally looks like he's getting his power stroke back a little bit. You know, Dexter Fowler's kind of come out of his slump a little bit as he's played more regularly, but still batting average below 200. So they've got issues that they've got to figure out, and like you've mentioned, I don't know that they have all the answers to all these questions because, again, so much of the future of this club depends upon the young starting pitching, and we haven't seen a chance really to see those guys perform.
And what's going to, I think, be the most important thing is let them perform over the second half of the season and into August and September. And by that I mean if they have a couple of rough starts, so what? Learn, go through it. I like what they've done with Luke Weaver for the most part. He has not had a great season, but he's had some great learning moments within this season, and he's shown those glimpses and those flashes. I think Luke Weaver's a pretty good pitcher. I think he's going to be okay. I don't know if he's your top of the order, you know, type guy, top of the rotation guy, but he can be there. Some of these other guys, though, we get these little glimpses. Okay, no hit innings aside, and all the big stories that were happening, you can just see the stuff is there. Why not let those guys be the bulk of your rotation the rest of the way out? Maybe you have to use a couple of guys in the bullpen because of the glut of the number of young arms that you have. But let them pitch, let them throw. If it leads you to something magical in the wild card race this year, so be it. And if it doesn't, boy, it sets you up pretty well for what you got next year if you can put a solid lineup around what could be an electric pitching staff going into next year.
Well, whatever happens between now and the training deadline, we'll have it all covered for you here on STLSportsPage.com. For Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio, this is Rob Raines reporting from Busch Stadium.